have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crusher got the wall! It's the Frank Williams Show!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam this Sunday afternoon. After a 71-51 victory over the Hoosiers in Champaign, just a nice, clean game for Illinois. Two turnovers. Needed that, obviously, after the back-to-back overtime losses to Wisconsin and Michigan State. So it feels good to get back into the win column. A nice loud Sunday afternoon in Champaign. The sun is out, boys. Spring has sprung. Illinois is back in the win column. So it's going to be a nice little episode here this afternoon.
Yeah, big time bounce back. Bounce back for Crush. Bounce back for our guy, Kylan Boswell. Great to see him roaming the floor, playing some defense. Holding Indiana to 51 points was great. It was an unstressful game after a couple of back-to-back overtime heartbreaking losses. Good to be back in the win column.
I feel like it's nice to see a methodical college basketball game, like a kind of slow Big Ten game. You like don't get a lot of those anymore, especially with our offense. I know it's boring and it gives maybe like Ben Brust, Wisconsin kind of vibes, but it's just sort of nice to like see your team pick apart another team and kind of be the better team and not turn the ball over and just have an easy Sunday win.
On a day where you shot 23% from the 3-point line and won by 20. Yeah,
absolutely.
Pretty great. Josh, you're shaking your head a little bit.
No. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy how poorly we shot. But I'm very happy, obviously, with the win. I'm very happy that the game stayed at least like above 8 points throughout the entire. Like once we got to 8 points, it never was brought back down to six, because it was just needed. Like we needed the energy to stay high in State Farm Center. Not much anywhere else needed the energy to be at a certain level.
Yeah, we were.
What are you say? What are you alluding
tip-toeing.
At, buddy?
We were walking a fine line at Finley Dunn's as Josh's son made his first ever appearance. Exactly. And we wanted the team to make a bunch of shots and get excited, but
not too excited, right?
Yes, because we wanted to be quiet.
So my child, he started crying because I think we walked in right when.
Well, because we traveled. I think he cried because we traveled.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, we walked in right when like the Tommy alley-oop happened, or it was a dunk. Was it an alley-oop?
Zvonimir alley-oop,
and that the energy from Finley Dunn's was palpable, and he definitely felt the energy and started crying right away. And then the next few made buckets, the tears continued to come down his face, and Johnny was holding him at this time. And he was not in the bed.
Josh was prepping the high chair. I was holding him, and it was just, he was thrown off a little bit, you know,
but we settled in just like the line I did. And I'm very grateful for the ease of the win. It kind of felt like, I know we never like pulled away like until the very, very end, but it being between 8 to 12 points was very appeasing.
So it didn't get too loud at the bar, you're saying?
Yeah. So it didn't get too loud at the bar. Yeah.
No, yeah, was a good 20-point win to miss a lot of threes so that it could still be quiet. Like layups, interesting. You learn a lot. And layups don't get the people going as much, but they were really effective for us tonight.
Yeah.
Eden Wagler doesn't dunk, so he's a great baby player.
Yeah.
Big layup guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this. What obviously jumps out to you guys again? It felt like just a methodical, just like you called it, just almost an NBA style. Just like get your shot, be very methodical about it, be very just like cookie cutter about it, grind your opponent down, 20-point win. Like, there's not a ton that stands out to me.
Dobbin,
as I say, aside from Mirkovic, you know, who this was like his. Coach, I'm so sorry. Like we're learning. He sent a long text message to Coach Brad after the Wisconsin game, being like, "That was on me. That'll never happen again." three for six from three. A couple nice. I'll give Johnny Johnny coined the nickname there. What'd you call him on the
I called
fadeaway?
him David Dirkovich because he had a couple of the one-legged step back. It was very fun.
Yes, nice to
But
have him back playing his
full potential. It was awesome. And David just he seems like he's from a different generation of player almost. Like he's just like so happy to be in college, you know? And I feel like there are so many guys who are one and dones, or even if they come from Europe, they don't like fully embrace just being like a college freshman. And David seems like the exact opposite of that. And just living and dying by wins and losses like that, right?
I
Like that's
appreciate that.
awesome that he cared that much about losing the Wisconsin game because and blaming himself because he had a couple turnovers. Like you don't see that this day and age, so many guys taking that accountability and sending a text to their coach saying, I think I'm the reason why we lost that game and it will never happen again, sort of thing, right? Like Kansas fans are going back and forth on Darren Peterson, who's probably going to be the number one pick in the draft because he's had a few different injuries and he couldn't play with the flu one time. And that some people have given him the nickname DNP because they don't
Oh,
know if he's going to play or not.
that's mean.
Yes.
Oh my
Right. Yeah.
God.
Because his name's Darren Peterson.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
the point is like people are questioning how much this guy loves basketball. And you compare that to David, who said, I would literally kill myself if I couldn't have played. Like, he's just
I think
such a
there's
real
this.
throwback, and I love the passion from the kid.
Well, I mean, was that just that? That's there's like some sort of saying, right, in Croatian that he's loosely translating. It doesn't actually mean that in English, right? There's some Croatian saying, and it's just got a very blunt translation into English, is my understanding of that. And he's just did a very loose translation from his home
No, I think
language.
it was if it was I think it was
I'm
just
trying to
if we lost and I didn't play, I would kill myself.
I'm
Yeah.
trying to back the guy up here. I'm
I
trying to
don't
make him look.
I was gonna say, I don't think Eastern Europeans are like big on mincing their words,
Yeah,
or like
doesn't
they're
seem like
direct
it.
people.
They very much so are,
One thing I was
especially
just
those from Minsk. Sorry, that was an
you
Eastern
mean
European city joke.
Minsk? Minsk?
Close enough.
That's Russia. I guess
No,
that would be
Belarus.
Belgium.
Belarus.
Belarus. We which when we take our trip this summer,
I cannot wait.
that is gonna be so fun. The Balkans with the boys.
Dude, the Belgrade Derby, we going?
That's the classic
You
Sam right
guys.
there. Whenever we go to like a we're like at a lake house in the middle of like Michigan or Wisconsin, Sam's like, let's go to a like a double A baseball game. This is your version of that when we go to Europe.
That
It's like, let's go.
actually, have you, wait, have you guys seen TikToks about this?
Are they in green? Is that the team in green?
That's Kendrick Nunn's team's in green.
Yeah. Is it that one?
I don't know if one of them is in green, but it's like a legit thing. And they're like famous people who, like, there was someone famous, like, but it's like the game. So we gotta go.
Is it in the
It's like,
summer?
I don't know if it's in the summer, but imagine like Iowa Cubs again. No, kidding. But
The
it's like an insane rivalry.
Schaumburg Boomers
The Schaumburg Boomers,
the King
taking
County
on,
Cougars.
they don't like, we don't like them, they don't like
Throw
us.
out the record book when the Grail Cats come to O'Hare. Face the dogs.
But I was looking at box scores from this year. This is only the second game when we've had more steals than turnovers. And the only time we did it was we were plus one against Michigan State, and today we were, I think, plus five. We had two turnovers and we forced seven steals. We don't force a lot of steals given the nature of our defense. So that was kind of interesting. I think only one other time that we even had seven steals in a game. We're
It's
not
so
a
fast.
deflections team.
If you like told Brad Underwood like 8 years ago that you'd have the number one offense, but you would do it this way, it's, or if you told a fan, right, it'd just be like so fascinating to be like, well, what do you mean?
And remember like the chaos defense that we started with? That was like
Yeah,
completely predicated on steals. This is like the total opposite. Same with Lovie Smith. No, it can be a great game at Illinois without scoring off a turnover.
turns out you don't have to do like a one
Yeah.
in nine thing to win a
Yeah.
football game, score on defense.
But yeah, Sam, to your point, like were plus 7 in turnovers today, and you had 15 offensive rebounds. So when you rebound your misses and you don't turn the ball over, eventually the ball is going to go in the basket, right? So a very efficient performance. And despite the fact we only took 7 free throws, Indiana took 6. The time of the game, it was 1 hour and 41 minutes. It was a really fast game because there weren't a lot of stoppages in play. No one's throwing the ball out of bounds. No one's stopping for free throws. So, I mean, that was kind of nice, right? Like a quick 12-2, really pretty much started on time with CBS. We're the only ranked team that played today, and all eyeballs are on us. And they got to see Keaton Wogler. You know, everyone's like, what's the deal with this guy? And I just 18 points, not a great 3-point shooting performance, but getting to the hoop. Brad was saying he was getting hacked a lot and didn't get foul calls. So just, you know, Maddie's like, I guess David was the only one that stood out just because we expect 18 points
exactly.
from Keaton.
Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, it's ridiculous that I like, yes, that it's become like an expectation at this point, which is a compliment to Keaton right there. Do you guys really think he's kind of like getting the freshman treatment a little bit, where he's kind of not getting calls? Or do you think it's one of those things where he's not quite as built as maybe some other guys, and when he's getting knocked around, refs are kind of seeing that as like almost incidental contact, or you're not strong enough to take that yet? Or I don't have an opinion either way, but I have seen a couple.
Sounds
folks
like you
like,
do.
No, I don't. I have an opinion on most things, but this, I want the guy to get, you know, if he's going to get contacted, I want him to go to the line. But I know objectively, you know, he's a bit scrawnier. He's 19 years old.
Yeah.
He hasn't put on a ton of muscle yet. Hashtag one off season with Fletch. Hashtag one more year, Keaton. Hashtag one more year. Get it going. So I know sometimes that happens when guys come into college basketball, and it's like, yeah, you're getting bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, no, don't you guys feel like when he drives and he's like, oh, this contact is happening, the ball stays kind of low, like, and like it feels like he isn't getting the ball up to the rim in those cases where he's getting hacked. Like,
is
I feel like
dunk thing.
I don't know. This is not going to dunk thing, but that is still a thing. I think it's exactly what you said, and where he does not have the strength to bring the ball up near the basket. The ball stays like closer to the floor when he's getting hacked, and when you're able to make it look like a shot, that's when you get the foul call, because the hands come to a higher place and they're probably like slapping it around. So I just feel like it is probably more a strength thing than anything, where like if you keep it low, the player, you're able to hide a lot of the foul calls as a defender. I have no idea, because we're not an X's and O's pod, but
I don't know.
But that's what it kind of seems like. It seems like he's very loose with the possession because it's low versus high is my point. Huh.
We need a low versus high expert on the show. We kind of stopped bringing guests on the show. If you're a low versus high expert, kind of tweet at us.
Yeah. I was the only one trying for guests.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
He was the only one who didn't like believe
awesome.
In us as
Josh,
a core group.
And you're editing this episode later today, right?
GarageBand. I don't know.
Got it. Awesome.
I'm not blaming you. It seems like there's two other people. Johnny provides the content, like a lot of the good conversation talks. Sam, your turn.
I guess I just kind of had faith in this group here, but if you want to bring in an outside coaching firm, an outside search firm, like,
we got
okay.
Bill Poland. I heard you hired Bill Poland to find. He called
your
Johnny,
wife.
Called
I'll be
Johnny.
Fair. Your wife helped me a lot today at the bar, so that thanks to your wife. I don't know about the podcast, but thanks to your wife for helping me at the bar today.
Don't worry, she won't hear this part.
She usually X's out for this part. It was a star-studded lineup of guests at the game today. There was a third, though.
I know, I saw.
Yeah.
There's a fourth.
Yeah.
There was a fourth.
Oh, wait. Okay. I know, obviously, the first two.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of one former Illini that was there, I saw, who currently plays in Sioux Falls.
Yes.
I think there was four.
I saw the third.
I thought there was also...
Was that not the third? Is the Sioux Falls Illini not the third?
I thought there was a fourth from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Iowa Wolves.
Minnesota Timberwolves, Iowa Wolves? Iowa Wolves?
No, Iowa, the other one. I thought
okay,
he was
okay.
There.
So KJ and Will were there,
of yes. course.
Dane Danger,
who plays in the G League now.
Who was the fourth person?
I think Terrence was there too.
Oh,
I
really?
Feel like we would have known that. No, they would have made a bigger. I would have seen a picture.
Didn't we see the text about? Maybe I said. Oh wait. I thought I sent this.
Maybe he was there.
Okay, well,
we don't know.
In practice earlier in the week, or maybe yesterday, Terrence was the Lamar Wilkinson scout team player, which feels a little illegal. Not a lot of, like, it feels like it. There's a line.
It like feels wrong, but it's not. Like, I remember like Taj Boyd, after he graduated from Clemson, would like run scout team, and it's like, don't you have anything better to do? But it's like.
Speaking of Taj Boyd, because I think, have you guys seen the new Twitter account that went live like 5 days ago? That it's like, this guy was awesome.
Is it like
yes. Oh, yeah. And you, I know Johnny's
that guy rocks. That guy rocks.
That guy rocks. You saw the guy that they talked about, right? That was truly that guy rocked, right? I'll give you $1,000, Josh, if you can spell his name.
No chance. No chance.
Shema Karnofsky of Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
R-Z-M-A-K.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karnofsky.
When I saw that, I was like, I feel like we're 1 degree away from like Cameron Krutwig, which.
Ugh. Can we make a that guy ruin? Can we make a
that guy sucks.
That guy ruined my life. Look, Brody doesn't know anything about tears during Illinois basketball yet. He doesn't know anything about a spring loss right there. So the Stars are out. Should we talk about Crush? I don't want to make a big deal out of it because I feel like it's been so overblown. We couldn't really hear because we didn't have great volume today, obviously because we were at the bar or whatnot. But like by all reports, all boots on the ground. I'm being told it was louder. I also saw someone say that apparently Crush members now are getting like booted out if they don't like stand up and cheer, which is good to see. Like if you're there, you're there to do a job. You're there to help your team win. You're not there for a little Sunday stroll. Shout out Cams. Love the Sunday morning pregame free buses. Let's do that for Michigan for sure.
Every
next
game for
week.
Sure.
Let's do that for sure. Oh, no doubt. But like, get a little rowdy, not too rowdy. Learn the line. Okay. But let's do that for Michigan when they come to town.
Brad said he didn't understand the criticism of Crush. And I think that's just like, that has to be the company line.
That's media.
It's gotta be that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's he gonna say?
I think he could acknowledge that it was loud today. I would love for him to say that.
Which, yeah, Robert was tweeting about it, saying it was significantly louder than it was against Wisconsin. And I think that's just, he's just objectively talking about the level of loudness. And sometimes after a loss, right, you got to hold the players accountable and say, hey, we don't want to turn the ball over. We need more defensive intensity. And that's just Illini Twitter holding Crush accountable, and they responded, right?
No, like, idea that it was such a I almost thought we were kind of the only joking about it for the last three, 4 years.
It's also funny because like we were in school for which years again, Maddie?
No tournaments and one hard Dallas Bowl.
Yeah, so like no, there's no chance that like our Crush like decibel levels can even compare to what it is today. But you just if people across State Farm Center, all across the line on Twitter, are commenting that they think it is not as loud as it used to be, then it just be louder.
Yeah, but when they say used to be, I think they're talking like 20 years ago.
Which is fine.
It's very true. But even Robert said he thought there was a bit of a change between COVID in that there were moves from, instead of just focusing on being loud, to almost like player insults. And if you were watching the Wisconsin game, right, there was a big Boyd you suck chant going
on. That's crazy. I would
instead
never
of being
single
loud,
out a certain player.
I may have told Isaac Haas that he maybe has herpes.
Justin Smith, I outed who he like was having sex with at the time. Like,
oh, okay.
All right. Well, isn't that like a compliment? You're having sex with an attractive person. You really got to him there. Nice job, Josh. Way to really get in your opponent's brain right there. Way to get in his head. Look, kids are going to be kids, right? Drunk kids are going to be kids. Obviously, I'm not saying like anything over the line. I don't know. Especially, it seems like the Wisconsin game, there was some controversy there with the assistant coaches chirping back at Crush, which I have a very interesting opinion. I want to hear your guys' opinion about this. Like, Brad Davidson and co, like after the game, were like chirping at Crush, and then the security was like, stop doing that. And then they were like, oh, they can yell at us, but we can't do that. The answer is like, yes, as long as it's not truly like over the line, abusive, God forbid, racist, not okay stuff. Yeah, you think Tom Izzo goes into like Mackey, and like after hearing 2 hours of the whatever Purdue student section turns around, it chirps at them. Like, be better than that. Like, when you're in college, you're that's right. Am I totally off here? Like, yeah, that is kind of how it works. Is the students chirp for a couple hours, and then you got your win, by the way, and then you get the fuck out of there.
I'm okay with the coaches going back at Crush.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
That's
fine with it. I don't think it should be like excessive because that's part of the thing. Part of your job is you're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to sit on the bench
right.
and coach while you're getting
Exactly.
chirped at from the opposing fans. But they're also competitive guys
Sure.
and humans. So like I'm fine if they want to say something after 2 hours, but them then kind of getting at security being like, oh, they're allowed to do it. That when once you start whining about it,
Yeah,
I'm like,
grow
come
up.
on, Brad Davison.
Grow up. You're
Like,
like, this is a 19-year-old, like some 19-year-old drunk kid, and then there's like, again, I don't know what was said. If it was over the line, there's rumors it was over the line. If it was over the line, then I rescind that. But like, yeah, you're getting paid. That's your job right there. You're getting paid a lot of money. I would much rather be in the position of the coach, and I'm sure those coaches would rather be there than be the goofy college kid. So I thought that was kind of,
well,
but I'm also just triggered by anything Brad Davison does. So congrats, Brad. You got me again.
he's never crossed a line in a game before.
No, never.
It's but I feel like it's like don't like they're looking for a reaction. Like if you're, you know, if you're gonna like yell stupid stuff at Michigan, for example, like that's great motivation for them to just like beat you and shut you up. Like don't I feel like if you're a coach, like if you want to react, whatever, but like don't like it kind of benefits you not to react and like give them fuel
Right.
rather than just internalize. It's like the Fran McCaffrey, like once he gets going, then you're taunting him. He's kind of like, you know, he's about to go off the rails. It's like don't make yourself a target. I feel like if you're like an assistant coach and like let these kids bother you. So it but after you win, I kind of I am okay, I think, with like a little like if you're getting
Sure.
chirped all game with kids in Jake Davis wigs, like, yeah, kind of, and you win, it's like, yeah, you kind
It's
of got to take
interesting.
your medicine.
I don't disagree with that part, but you just don't see that like as an often thing. And
No,
it's is that
no.
like if that you don't see that happening often. So it's like if these coaches are doing it, it's like I don't know, guys. Like you want to chirp, like fine, but you don't see like Buzz Williams like going to the O zone at Ohio State after the game or whatever. I'm just making up two Big Ten teams, so it's like
He is terrible, Buzz Williams.
he's not terrible. They're having a tough first year.
We're for sure going to lose to them in the tournament, but yeah.
In the Big
We
Ten
still
tournament,
play them. We still play them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It would be like impossible to play them in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
It would be
I really hope it's
it's they're
impossible.
gonna play on Tuesday, and if so, Wednesday, and we probably won't play till Thursday, and they'll be out 48
We
hours
still play
before
one
that.
more time. We're not going to.
We're fine.
We're good against them. And at neutral sites, like Tevian beat them at MSG. We will not, we've probably never won a game at Xfinity Center, but neutral sites, we might be okay.
It's the Buzz. This is, but we're undefeated against the Buzz Williams Terrapins. So it's a new era.
Mark Turgeon is hired at UMKC.
Big news. Big news.
There's one person I think, I mean, we talked about for a second, but I thought Kylan played. Like it was so it hit his defense today, as well as just the level of calmness and maturity that he showed was essential in today's win. It showed why we were able to pull away and stay pulled away for the long period of time.
He's irreplaceable. He really is irreplaceable. Again, all respect in the world to Jake and to Ben, but what he does is absolutely irreplaceable. His body, I'm just gonna say it is irreplaceable. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's like having a corner or a linebacker out on
yeah,
the floor for
I
you on
mean,
defense. It's awesome.
he's just, yeah, what he does physically, is all due respect to Benny and to Jakey, is absolutely irreplaceable, as well.
Yeah, I know. I was getting into a bit of an argument with one of my buddies who was saying the Wisconsin game was the worst loss of Brad Underwood's career. And I was like, dude,
Who?
wow. And what he was saying was it was bad coaching. You didn't go deep enough into your rotation. Like there were some fair criticisms, but I was like, We also didn't have Andre and we didn't have Kylan, who are your two best on-ball defenders. And why did we lose the game? Because Nick Boyd had 25 points and John Blackwell had 24 points. Like, yeah, having Kylan Boswell there is a huge difference, and your defense is significantly better. Like, did we have a little bit of three-point shooting luck today that Indiana shot 25%, and was it a little unlucky against Wisconsin when they shot 45%? Yes, but there's also just something to the effect of Kylan's an incredibly strong guy, and when he's able to hound Lamar Wilkerson, and we don't have to play a ton of help defense, and then you make it difficult for everyone else, then you play a lot better defensively.
And also, he's just so much better in the pick and roll, like coming off of, I'm sorry, on defense. Like, he's able to, like,
agreed. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's able to hedge his players and then also go back to get the person who's rolling. That's X's and O's talk for us again. Good job. Good job on our long
basketball minutes.
Let's take a step back. This is getting intense.
Time out. And so,
let's let the room cool for a sec.
Johnny, it's funny that you you said that you were getting in an argument that game. Were you the one that went on a little bit of a walk after that game, like at 9 o'clock p.m. in 20 degrees?
I did. I did text you guys afterwards being like, do you guys just have like rage right now? Like, I was just fuming and like could feel it in my chest.
Yeah.
And it was just I was like a little concerned for my mental well-being that like a loss was affecting me this much. And I was like, I just need to like truly move and walk and touch some grass here. But it was, was one of the most frustrating losses in the past few years for sure. Like, it was up there kind of with the Penn State one a few years ago, where it's just, you're in control of the game. You don't just quite put it away. And then you lose in a really frustrating way against the team that you know you're better than. It was, that was brutal. I was sick. That was a long week too, playing the game on a Tuesday, not playing till Sunday. I was kind of like avoiding college basketball from Wednesday to Saturday.
Absolutely.
It was a detox. It was a midseason
detox.
Was
there college basketball? All I saw was Quad God this week. I didn't even know. I thought they stopped college basketball at the exception of today because of the Winter Olympics. I didn't even know there were any games.
Yeah.
No, my wife and I just didn't talk the rest of the night because I just, like, I honestly, she was like, I have a question. I go, just text me.
Can you open a sport ticket?
It's like, you get a text, it's like, where is our child?
Babe, do you smell that? I think our house is on fire.
Just text it to me.
No,
just,
and then it was like so terrible. Like, I thought I was over it. I woke up, everything was fine. I thought I was over it. And then I go to the daycare that I go to, and a Wisconsin fan, I forgot that she was a Wisconsin fan, was like, how about that game last night? And I just go, oh my God, I don't need this now. I was not over the loss. I wasn't over the loss until this morning, but I just didn't realize that it was going to come right back at me after I felt like I was okay.
I did have a dark thought too. If we end up being like one game short of winning the Big Ten, being like, wow, this season in both football and basketball can be defined by a very disappointing Wisconsin loss being like the difference between it being amazing and a good season.
Well, yeah. let's not attach ourselves to that type of thinking, you know, right now. Let's let things play out a little bit more. Oh, Sam's having a little hi boo boo moment.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Hi boo boo. Hi boo boo.
Hi boo boo. Hi boo boo. Hi boo boo.
Everyone go back to our last episode where Sam said hi boo boo.
Yeah, it's the dog is
No context. No context.
What persona of people listening at this point do you think heard that?
And there we go. There's Sam's bingo card. Oh, the
self-deprecation.
If you're listening at this point, there it is. You hit the bingo card on the X. No, I does it feel like I want to go back to some of the reaction after the loss, the whole, it was Brad's worst loss ever. Reactions after Illinois basketball losses are like unlike any sports team that I follow. Maybe the Bears rivals it, but it feels like sometimes, and maybe this speaks to the level where the program is at, but the last couple of years, some of these losses, and again, as always, I know Twitter is just so unrepresentative of like the entire fan base or like a normal sports fan or a normal person or normal anything. But it just feels like Bama level footballs of overreaction sometimes on these losses, where it's just like fire, fire ever. I know it's maybe that's
I
a
think
little
it's a.
overreaction, but it just feels so overreacting. Look, you were down two of your best players. I get it. It's a bad loss. You blew it, but like, hot damn, guys. These are 18 to 22 year olds. One of the, they played well. We didn't down the stretch, and we lost. I don't think it's this like call for the head coach's job. I don't think it's this like. It just feel it, every loss feels like such an
I
overreaction.
do feel like your X feed gets curated to find those biggest outbursts like
For sure.
possible. Like that is what is it is designed for. So you do see that more on the forefront. I in those times you have to go look for the more calm headed, like level-headed people who are saying, hey, we were in our two losses in the Big Ten this year. Or is it two? It's
Three.
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 Three. Two of our three losses are overtime losses in the Big Ten, and the third one was a buzzer beater game winning three. So you have to see it as like we're in each and every one of our losses. We haven't really like besides today like blown a team away really. That's a false
That's
statement. That's a
not
false
true.
statement. That's a false
Northwestern.
statement. That's a false statement.
Very much so not
I said false
true.
statement against good teams.
Rutgers by
Didn't we beat
26.
Northwestern by like 40?
Yeah, I said good. I just added the caveat of good teams, but I mean, your three losses are very close losses, and it's they're frustrating for sure. And you are just on the wrong side of them. But we've been on the right side of them in a lot of other games. So,
We have the really close games. It's been slightly not in our favor, but I agree, Josh. The point is that like we hang in every game, and eventually, like sometimes you're going to lose those games, especially when you're in overtime for the second straight game with a six-man rotation because your two of your starters are injured. Basically, two of your starters are injured. Another rotation guy you expected tore his ACL or had some sort of knee injury that he has not played the entire season. So people were like, oh, well, he should have been able to play Petrovic and Brandon Lee, which is like a very fair criticism, but also that would have shaken out to be your 10th and 11th man if everyone was healthy. So like your huge complaint about Brad for his worst game ever was he didn't play the 10th and 11th guy enough. Like, okay. I mean, I guess that's
That's
a
where we're
fair
at.
critique, but like, I don't know. Ben, I think Wisconsin going in and beating Michigan State by 20 also kind of like solidified, hey, this is a good team. Like, you didn't lose to anyone here. You lost to Wisconsin, who's, what are they, 10 and 4 in the
Top,
Big Ten?
yeah, like
Like,
top four team in the Big Ten, yeah. Or
pretty
no, not
good.
really.
And
Six.
did they shoot a little bit better from three than maybe you would have expected? Yes. And that's what's tough is losing the Michigan State game, right? We were like, hey, this doesn't change anything about this team, but you don't know the rest of how your games are going to unfold. So we didn't know that we were about to lose to Wisconsin, right? And as you're trying to like build a championship resume or build the potential Big Ten championship standings, like now the Michigan State loss almost hurts more because you added the Wisconsin loss and now you're at three losses and like you got two road games at USC and UCLA. Like those are not gimmies. Home against Michigan is not a gimme. Like there's a real chance that you
Agree.
could go 0-3 or 1-2, right? And that's six losses in the Big Ten, right?
Oh,
Like
Johnny, the dark
the
thoughts. No.
yeah.
Let's not do
Johnny, we're
that.
not going 0-2 in LA. That would be terrible.
That we're at we're.
It would be terrible. I mean, they're both quad one games, right? Like those are good teams.
It's
They're
tough because, and Mick Cronin doesn't even have anything to complain about. It's a 7 o'clock central start. It's a five. Well, do you think he could complain that it's too early of a start? It's a 5 p.m. local time
But it's
start.
on a weekend. He can't complain about
Do you
that.
think he'll complain about? He'll find something. Let's just get ahead of this now, the whole Mick thing, if he
Well,
complains.
Brad in his post game the other day, he gave an excuse that I was so annoyed with. He was like, we've played like eight games in 31 days. The schedule's there. It didn't change. Nothing has changed in the
That's
schedule.
unlike Brad to like
No, no,
do
no. He
that.
always brings that stuff up.
But everyone
He's
probably plays that
but like to
amount
say
every
that
game
after a
of.
close loss, that's just like, oh, I hate doing that.
It I mean, it was just hard because
He said, sorry, let me do the full quote. It's not actually word for word, but it was like, we played eight games on in 31 days on like a 6-7 man rotation. That's his choice. That's his choice of playing a 6-7 man rotation.
First of all, it's also not
Kobe because he was like, hey, I want Kylan to get injured. Yeah. I want Andre to get injured. Yeah. Makes sense.
I want Petrovic to not, you know, pan out. You know, I want, you know.
Everyone should be listening right now and just being like, I know someone's just as frustrated, but he's still going to defend Brad at the until his death. And that is
correct.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Of course. Exactly. Well, none of us are not defending Brad.
I know. I'm admitting that there's an I'm annoyed by his comment complaining about a schedule thing. I'd rather him complain about Crush.
I think it was a little fair of like, if you look at the schedule, right? Like we had 5 days off between Wisconsin and Indiana, but only 3 days off between MSU and Wisconsin. And it was just like unfortunate timing that like those are your back-to-back overtime games and not one where you could have taken a little bit of more time off, like versus maybe your average days between games is 4 days. And of course, you had 3 days before between Northwestern and MSU, and you played in overtime, then another overtime game. Like, it is hard when you have a short rotation, not a ton of rest, but.
Yes. No complaints. You get a little unlucky with the schedule, obviously, but look.
But yes, Josh, am I going to be a Brad Homer? Yes. Yes.
We just finished a quadrant.
We're gonna play the quadrant music.
Quadrant.
All right. We have one quadrant to go. This is the quadrant of
The West Coast.
The West Coast / revenge game here. Last quadrant, best quadrant, as they say. All right. So
how many teams in the country have to go and they can play in cities that touch both oceans? Do you guys follow what I'm saying? Like in their last quadrant.
It's a coastal quadrant because we started. Quadrant.
You're right.
In LA.
Alliteration there.
Yeah, coastal exactly.
Quadrant. That's great. Yes.
Start in LA, end in Maryland with a little stop in Champaign for a couple weeks there.
That's awesome. Shout out to the pilots, man. What they do is just something special. That's pretty cool.
Actually, it's kind of a fun. It's truly like a weather storm sort of thing. It's just going fully west to east here, right? Like you're two games in LA, two games in Champaign, one game at Maryland. Like you're going east every game. Except
I love it.
I don't know about USC and UCLA, which campus is more west than the other one.
This is important. This is really important.
It is important.
I think UCLA is more west, but that's
It is Westwood.
Yeah, I would say because USC is maybe on the water.
Is Oregon more west than both of them?
Guys,
but it's in Champaign.
And we're playing Champaign.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you like in general, like,
I don't know.
The potential is there to.
If we have any geographers listening and you want to come on the show,
we need a high low guy.
We need a high low guy. We need a high low. We're allowed to look ahead, but Michigan, as that's in the sandwich of the quartile there. I want that so badly. Look, you're going to need a little bit. I'm like assuming, and this assumption is incorrect, obviously, that, you know, Illinois outpaces or keeps pace of play with Michigan in the Big Ten conference here. You'd obviously have to beat Michigan and have them lose at least one more than you do. It could come down to that game. Damn it. Johnny, now you really inserted that Wisconsin thought into my head here of that might be, if that is the difference between a Big Ten title, even like tying for a Big Ten title or something like that. That one would hurt for a long time for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of dark. I mean, that's a great best case scenario though, because then at least you end up going maybe like 16-4 or 17-3, something like that, right? Because now we still need Michigan to lose another game.
Right.
They only have one Big Ten loss.
And they're gonna lose against Duke, so it's gonna be really
What is this? Maybe they'll lose by 43. You know, if I know anything about a end of season conference Duke game, where is that game?
Madison
No,
Square
it's
Garden.
no, it's not. It's at
I thought it was.
no, it's I think it's Washington DC's arena. I forgot what it's called.
Wizard
The
City.
Verizon
Oh,
Center.
it's not at MSG?
I don't think so. I saw a tweet about it today that it was like the minimum get-in price right now is $300.
Oh, it's Capital One Arena. Yeah.
Oh.
But Michigan does play at Purdue this week, and
They're gonna
maybe they're
be
looking ahead to
Oh my
they're gonna be
God,
Duke.
winded. They're gonna be winded. We play only twice before Michigan. They have three games,
We have,
including
well,
at Purdue
yeah,
and
great schedule, Big Ten. We
well,
love
it's
it.
because
We've
we
never
do
been
the
critical
West.
of the schedule.
They give you
It's
the
maybe because
extra
we played
time
eight
off, the
games in
West.
31 days.
It gives you the extra time off with the they give you the extra West Coast time off, I think is why. You know, you get the 6 days off. Go Purdue. Come on, Braden. One time, Purdue. Go Purdue.
If
I've always liked teams in Indiana. What can I say? That's just, you guys know me. Man, there's nothing like it, Big Ten down the stretch. There's just nothing like this time of year. Spring has sprung. It's like 55 degrees out right now, 60 tomorrow.
today was a Sunday with Sunday and CBS when you like see him in the studio. You
Yeah,
start
and the
to in
music.
February. You start to get the scaries, but excitement as well.
Yeah, this is
You just
February.
this is February.
Maddie, do you know what time our game is against USC?
Oh yeah, guys, I think I have to be out for that. We can end that
Yeah,
pod. That's
we're not gonna be potting.
that's a
What is
1 a.
it?
That's like a.
I'm into pod. I'm just gonna
I got
say
like a
it.
7 a.m. wake up call on Thursday. Like that's
Yeah, on Thursday, if anyone's interested in learning about AI and for small to mid-market organizations and ERPs, that just let us know, because that's Thursday for me as well. So I'm not podcasting on Wednesday night.
I'm. Can I bring a plus one to that?
Yeah.
And put me down for a chicken, okay? For my
Okay. Yeah.
meal. Look, yes, maybe we'll do a little Saturday night post dinner party podcast after UCLA, and we'll have a little California road streak to talk about. But yeah, possibly no midnight episode, unless Johnny, you want to just kind of run a little solo,
Little solo pod,
run a
yeah.
little solo.
We'll run a spaces.
You could run a spaces if you want to run a space. We could run a spaces there, but yeah, that's our one DNP. That's our
I
one
think I
DNP.
have an idea. Every
Pre-record
one of
it.
us. No. Well, yeah. I mean, we could do that just without the basketball minute, but every one of us should have like a solo pod, like a radio show each year, and just like see. Maybe even after a loss too, to like see how we go off the
Ooh.
rails.
Whoever is the most triggered.
Like you're saying, it starts basketball and like to see like the most
You just
ridiculous
see, yeah,
topic that
like
it
yeah.
ends with. That's fun. It's like a fantasy football punishment. Like loser
Don't
does
have any
the.
like Johnny after the Wisconsin game, he doesn't have anyone to bounce anything off of.
Oh
You're
my
just
God.
like that is an
If
echo chamber of futility, of
that was
darkness.
public,
Yeah.
I might be getting checked into a mental institution. But I was thinking about it, Maddie, when you were saying this fan base does seem to like react really strongly to games. I wish there was almost like a 670 the score equivalent to just if we could hear like fan calling after games like that and
There
just
is.
hear.
There
What are
is.
spaces?
They do Brian Barnhart does the pre I don't know if they have callers.
No, I think Scott Beatty does it.
Oh, does it?
Oh.
See, I feel like, but it's hard. We live in Chicago, so we can't hear the local
Yeah.
champagne, but
Oh
I would
man.
love to have almost just like a version of that in Chicago where people are calling in. Maybe that could just be our podcast, but
What if we did that after loss? We just opened it
yeah.
up to calls and it just got I think it would get pretty spicy pretty quick, but that could be kind of
You're
fun.
getting the
Give us a
most
There'd be so much
level-headed.
editing that we would have to do, and we live in a like
No.
a
Why?
we ed we would have to edit we would have to edit a lot of that. We
Why would we're not airing it on live TV? Like
we
what?
no. I'm just confused by the pronoun choice there that Josh
I know.
did.
Will we make it to year 10?
Of the podcast?
We're almost there, more than half.
We're on year six. Are you kidding me? Wait, if I'm here, I'm in for this for the long. I don't know what, like, if we don't make it to year 10, it is not because of me, right?
Agreed.
Accountability here, okay? I got, you got like parent teacher conferences probably coming up like next year here. So like, don't blame it on us. All right, where this is speaking of solo episodes, this is now starting to get off the rails here a little bit. Anything else, boys? Otherwise, this was a nice little Sunday. Go touch some grass here for the rest of the day. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Board, and we'll catch you on the next one, everyone. ILL.